Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Rebuilding the Wall of Thanksgiving. At the dedication of the Wall of Jerusalem, the call went out to all the Israelites, the Levites, and all their places, to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness, with thanksgiving, and with singing, with cymbals, harps, and lyres. And then I brought the leaders of Judah up onto the wall, and appointed two great choirs that gave thanks. And they offered great sacrifices that day and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and children also rejoiced, and the joy of Jerusalem was heard far away. Nehemiah 12:27-43. Let me refresh your memory about what the rebuilding of the wall was all about. Nehemiah was one of Israel's great leaders, and he tells firsthand the powerful story of rebuilding the ancient Jerusalem walls after the exile. This rebuilding was in the face of great odds and opposition, and it represented the people's renewal of their faith, their overcoming of national shame, and the reforming of their previous conduct. Second, we learn from this passage, even more specifically, that joy comes in remembering God's faithfulness. As the choirs and the leaders proceeded around the wall, all who were there would have remembered how the Lord had protected them and enabled them to finish the work. Not so long before, this wall had been broken down, the city empty, and the word of God neither heard nor understood. Now look. Remembering that God's faithfulness fosters joy. There was such a critical time in Israel. In the past, the wall of the city was a wall of protection, but now it represented not just the rebuilding of the walls, but symbolized the rebuilding and the rededicating of the spiritual lives of Israel as they were laying a new foundation after hundreds of years in captivity. I think Nehemiah also represents the leadership and the headship of our families. Too many men have relegated the spiritual leadership of their homes to their spouses, who in many cases have held their families together spiritually. I believe that Thanksgiving is a perfect time to reassess our spiritual headship. What would Jesus say of your purposeful leadership of your family as a whole? Regardless of your answer, there's always room for improvement. It's time to stop the steamrolling influence of the world from dictating its presence over us and the wave of worldly influence it carries into our homes. For some, it's a perfect time to repent for allowing the idols of the world to ravage our time, attention, and even our vision for living. If the foundation is not there, then the building and the wall of protection are not stable or secure either. That responsibility falls to us as mature people of God, people no longer just sucking on the milk of His Word, but ones who have grown and graduated to the meat of God's direction, obedience, and responsibility. Nehemiah's band of men faced hard opposition to rebuilding the wall. His men were instructed to have a weapon in one hand and their tools in the other. We too face much worldly opposition and worldly influences that daily want to water down our godly intent and prayerful purposes. Oftentimes, the biggest enemy is our own lack of fortitude, our spiritual laziness, our propensity to walking alone without accountability. When God wants you to rebuild the wall around your home, your church, your city, and your nation, that begins with you. Let's look at the text one more time. They were brought in to dedicate this wall. It was a celebration of their efforts to rebuild the wall and rebuild their faith before God, to remember the many times that God had been there for them, delivered them. He instructed them to break out the tambourines and the singers to celebrate with thanksgiving and joy that He would give them. Is that so different from what our Thanksgiving should be like? We have come together to celebrate God's faithfulness, right? Why do you join together for this holiday? What are you thankful for? How deep do you have to go to remember how God has been there for you? Where is God in the fruit of your words and thanksgiving on this great holiday? Isn't it time that we do some rededicating? That we assume the position as head that instructs and leads our families in dedicating this day of thanksgiving to the Lord? It is said that the wives and the children too rejoiced together. The family came together and God was in their midst. God actually gave them the joy that I think too many of us are missing. Where is the joy in your life? Do you know that it is tied to the thanksgiving of your life? The humble appreciation of what Jesus did for you? The acknowledgement and outward pronunciation of praise and thanksgiving to a God who has delivered us, has protected us, has called us to sing His praises and give Him all the glory? In that humility and self-denial, He pours out the joy of His Spirit upon us as we celebrate and dedicate this Thanksgiving Day to the Lord of all, the King of Kings Himself. Thank you, God, for continuing to grow Pastor Dale Brooks back to strength. Father, we want to thank you in advance for all you're going to continue to do in his body. I pray that you will make it a Jesus-filled day.